Zayd Raad al-Hussein explained to the Human Rights Council that he is repeatedly told we should not be naming and shaming states for alleged rights violations. But all that he and his staff are doing is holding up a mirror to their actions, he said.
Killing or murder, sometimes on a massive scale, produces shame stunningly in seemingly inexhaustible supply. The denial of the right to development produces shame. The denial of human dignity shames, torture shames, arbitrary arrests shame, rape shames. My office and I hold up a mirror before those whose shame has already been self-inflicted.
The Human Rights Council meets at least 3 times a year in Geneva to discuss violations in specific countries and also abuse that crosses borders, such as attacks against vulnerable minorities. Increasingly, Zayd said, the work of the council-appointed investigators is being blocked or hampered. The UN Rights Chief highlighted how, as he put it, smear and hate campaigns had been targeted at 3 mandate holders tasked with reporting on Myanmar, the Philippines and Iran. And he called on member states to consider what actions they might take to prevent this from happening again. Intimidation of civil society is also a cause for very serious concerns, Zayd continued, and he reminded the Council's 47 members and future candidates that they all had a responsibility to uphold the highest standards in protecting human rights. Meanwhile, in her first speech to the Council, US Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley called for reforms. She said that the United States is looking carefully at this Council and our participation in it.
We see some areas for significant strengthening. And later today, I will be speaking at the Geneva Graduate Institute and proposing ideas to make the Human Rights Council more effective, more accountable, and more responsive.
Although the Council was dedicated to human rights, Ambassador Haley insisted that all UN bodies, including the UN Security Council, should work to address abuses. And after saying that there was no room for cultural relativism in the Council, Ambassador Haley called for strong resolutions condemning violence and discrimination against women and for decisive action to eliminate trafficking. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.